AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Nicolas Maduro pleaded not guilty to federal drug trafficking charges today as his Vice President Delcy Rodriguez was sworn in as interim president of Venezuela. At the White House, Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says Rodriguez is cooperating.
Look, we have an oil embargo in Venezuela. For them to do any kind of commerce, they need our permission. We have our massive fleet, our armada, still present there. This is an active and ongoing U.S. government and military operation. And so, of course, we set the terms and conditions.
The U.N. Security Council held an emergency meeting on the U.S. military operation that removed Maduro from Venezuela. Ivan Briscoe at the International Crisis Group offers this analysis.
The claims that it conforms with international law through legitimate right to self-defense are hollow and should be treated as such. This was an expression of American U.S. power in the region and should be understood as such.
And Sagar Magani reports Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is ending his bid for a third term.
I have every confidence that if I gave it my all, we would win the race.
But Walz says he cannot give it his all amid President Trump's focus on a child care program fraud probe in Minnesota. The president says, without evidence on social media, Walz was caught red-handed stealing from taxpayers.
Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences.
Walz's departure comes nearly 17 months to the day after Kamala Harris named him her 2024 running mate. Around a dozen Republicans are trying to replace Walz as governor. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is said to be considering a bid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. The NFL wrapped up its regular season last night, and that made today Black Monday for coaches. Gethin Coolbaugh has the latest.
The Las Vegas Raiders have fired coach Pete Carroll after just 1 year. Carroll had high hopes, but the Raiders finished 3-14, including a 10-game losing streak. Owner Mark Davis and minority owner Tom Brady will work with general manager John Spytek to find a new coach. Elsewhere, the 5-12 Browns fired two-time AP NFL Coach of the Year Kevin Stefanski after six seasons. The 3-14 Cardinals fired coach Jonathan Gannon following a dismal third season. On Sunday, the 8-9 Falcons moved on from coach Raheem Morris after two seasons. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Two other coaches were fired during the season. They were Brian Daboll of the New York Giants and Brian Callahan of the Tennessee Titans. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.